This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biyajo. A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels saw an explosion detonated near a ship in the Gulf of Aden, potentially marking their latest assault on shipping through the crucial waterway leading to the Red Sea. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A ship delivering 2,000 tons of food and water and humanitarian supplies has arrived in Gaza. It's the first shipment of desperately needed aid to the besieged Palestinians in Gaza via a new sea route from Cyprus. The sea route is intended to bring more assistance to alleviate the worsening humanitarian crisis in the enclave. The food on the ship was sent by Charity World Central Kitchen and was transported by the Spanish aid group Open Arms. The ship left Cyprus on Tuesday. Israel's military confirmed the delivery. I'm Karen Chamas.
Apologies for that mix-up in the tapes. Russians have cast their ballots on the third day of elections, which are set to formalize six more years of power for President Vladimir Putin. Associated Press correspondent Norman Hall has more.
Russians are voting in 3 days of presidential elections certain to extend President Vladimir Putin's rule for six more years. Voting is also taking place in illegally annexed regions of Ukraine. Forced voting in the occupied territory was condemned in debate at the United Nations Security Council. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise.
British Ambassador James Kariuki says the voting will never be recognized.
These elections are a sham because of a simple truth. You cannot hold legitimate elections in someone else's country.
Ukraine also rejects the voting in annexed areas. I'm Norman Hall.
The election comes against the backdrop of a ruthless crackdown that has stifled independent media and prominent rights groups. This is VOA News. The main UN aid agency operating in Gaza said on Saturday that acute malnutrition was accelerating in the north of the Palestinian enclave as Israel prepared to send a delegation to Qatar for new ceasefire talks on a hostage deal with Hamas. Emma Haley reports.
The source told Reuters Israel's delegation will be led by the head of its Mossad intelligence agency, David Barnea. Hamas presented a new weeks-long ceasefire proposal, including a hostage and prisoner exchange, which Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said was still based on unrealistic demands. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees said one in three children under the age of two in northern Gaza is now acutely malnourished. The UN has said it faces overwhelming obstacles getting aid in, while Israel, which controls crossings, blames UN agencies for slow delivery. Israel has warned it's planning to launch a new offensive in Rafah, the last relatively safe city in the crowded enclave. Netanyahu's office has said civilians would be evacuated, but it did not give a time frame for the attack.
Human Rights Watch is urging the United Nations Security Council to take action against individuals hindering aid access in Sudan's Darfur region. This call comes as UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres prepares to inform the Council of Sudan's descent into severe conflict-induced hunger. VOA spoke with Akshaya Kumar, crisis advocacy group at Human Rights Watch, for details.
We are deeply concerned about rising levels of conflict-induced hunger in Sudan. By that, I mean babies, older people are starving to death. There's been multiple incidents reported, not just in Darfur, but also in Khartoum, where people who weren't able to access food have passed away. We are hearing about pregnant mothers or mothers who just give birth, unable to feed their babies and unable to find any kind of formula or milk for them. And all of these circumstances are largely man-made. This is not a natural disaster. It has to do with the consistent obstruction and hindrance of the delivery of humanitarian aid and assistance by the warring parties in Sudan.
A drop of humanitarian aid into the stricken Gaza Strip resumed on Sunday as talks to rescue a ceasefire in the Israeli-Hamas war were expected later in the day. Multiple countries have joined aerial and aid operations coordinated from Jordan to try to alleviate the deepening food crisis in Gaza. In Washington, Nabil Biyajo, VOA News.